Oh my god.
So I'm at this thing today at my cousin's house. Yeah. And like
continued fellowship.
Somebody's like Yeah.
Yeah.
And they somebody's like, "Oh, I got one of those Trulies in my in the cooler."
Oh.
This is basically like tailgating for someone's death.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway, this is Hard On Podcast. I'm Sean in my basement. That's Jay in his basement. Mm. Anyway, so I'm at this family gathering today because one of my aunts passed away. And I don't know. It's just it's funny because it's basically a... I don't want to say I have a family of rednecks, but I mean, I think they would embrace that title. In the sense that, like, it was literally a bunch of people sitting on a porch, like, drinking, you know, just drinking, period.
What do you think is more offensive? Do you think redneck or hillbilly?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think redneck has become less offensive. But I guess I take that back. Well, I don't know. I think they have two different meanings. Hillbilly is kind of playful.
You think so?
Yeah, like, oh, he's a good old hillbilly.
Ah, see, hillbilly. I think the opposite. I think that hillbilly is inflammatory. I think redneck could be like, you know, like in my head, you know, there's the racist redneck, like the right. Like, you know, your normal redneck, your run of the mill with papers, your
standard neck,
standard right. Probably construction worker. You know, one of the trades, if you will. Mm-hmm. You know, drinks a little bit too much during the week, you know, maybe I wouldn't hit his wife, but probably pushed her around a little bit, you know.
Sure.
Redneck. And then I think hillbilly is the worst version.
Well, that's kind of what I was saying, because like hillbilly is like, nobody really says that. Nobody owns hillbilly. Like, you can have like a bunch of rednecks will say like, "Oh, we're just a bunch of rednecks," but you never hear a bunch of people say like, "Oh, we're just
hillbilly."
Right. That's what I'm saying.
Well, like, when I say listen.
Like, I guess when I say playful, I mean like dumb. Like, when I think hillbilly, like, I think a straight up ignorant like fool. Like,
if you go back,
like, a redneck can at least like put your tranny back together, but a hillbilly has no idea what the hell.
If you do your homework on your classic wrestling, sir, you'll come across, sure, a man called Hillbilly Jim.
Yes.
And I feel like he was the last famous hillbilly.
The Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah. Well, yeah, yeah, but that was way that before. Yeah.
Yeah, way before.
He,
yeah,
was the
Clampets.
Yeah. He was the answer 30 years later.
Right.
And then he was the last one. He was like the last of the dodos.
Yeah, man. That's he was a dying breed with his overalls.
Yeah. And his big stupid hillbilly hat.
Right. When I think moonshining, I think hillbilly.
Yeah.
I don't think redneck when I think moonshine. When I think hillbilly, I think moonshine. Maybe they're two different people.
You know what they all have in common, though?
Hmm.
They're all racist. They all hate to work, and they're all dumb. So
I think maybe that's where the difference is, though. I would argue a redneck will work.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Maybe you're right. You know what I mean? A redneck has pride in their work.
Sure. Like, rednecks fly the American flag. Hillbillies fly the Confederate flag.
Okay, that's it right there. You just solved it right there.
I think that's it.
That's it right there. Okay, good. So going for henceforth, the right definition of a hillbilly is, mm-hmm, a redneck who flies the rebel Confederate flag.
Yes.
Okay.
So not all rednecks are hillbillies, but all hillbillies are rednecks. Definitely rednecks.
Yeah. Doing the big work here.
If this comes up on your SAT prep,
yeah,
you've got it in the bag.
You could think of it like a mnemonic device, like I don't know. We'll figure it out. But
right,
you could think of something. All hillbillies, sure, fly. Yeah, I love this. Good.
See, like, I mean, I guess there's a lot of things out there that are like similar, right? But there's definitely differences, like geeks and nerds. Like, I think those are two different things.
Really?
Do you think they're like the same?
Yeah, I do think.
See, because when I think, because when I think of like a geek, I think that there's like that. Those are the guys who like do the cheerleaders' homework.
Oh, really?
I think a nerd is up till 3 a.m. playing Halo.
Okay, I thought nerd. I think of the etymology of the word geek being the guy who used to bite the heads off of chickens at the circus. So to me, the geek has a bit of a darker edge, whereas the nerd is just the, you know, the Dungeons and Dragons, the computer nerd, the guy who's, you know, he can fix your stuff. He's got a no fewer than 10 to 12 long boxes full of obscure comics next to him at all times.
Right. I would agree with that.
He speaks Klingon for sure.
Right. That's a nerd. 100%.
Right. But I think, a geek is, I don't know.
Or what about a dweeb?
A dweeb is like, is just an affectionate name for all of, a dweeb is like a fat geek.
So again, all dweebs are geeks, but not all geeks are dweebs.
Yeah. And that's more of a, it's one of those words that sounds like what it is. You know?
A dweeb?
Yeah, like when you say the dweeb word dweeb, the way your lips and tongue move, a dweeb, it just sounds like the shape of a fat nerd.
Right.
Dweeb. Yeah.
Dweebles wobble, but they don't fall down.
Yeah, dweebles wobble.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, so you're at your aunt's funeral.
Anyway, so I'm at my aunt's. Christ. Yeah, I'm at some. No, and somebody was just like, there's a lot of like, let's just say there was a lot of like seltzer, alcoholic seltzers for pussies. There was a lot of that talk going on.
Sure there was.
And I protested quietly in the corner.
That was a smart move. Because you're a nerd.
So I was like, because I'm a nerd. Yeah.
But not a dweeb.
But yeah, thanks.
You're welcome. Let me ask you this. As a man, yeah, as a liberal man,
mm-hmm,
in basically the worst, I mean, I would say that today was the worst day in American history. It was definitely up for debate. Whereas you don't get that very often. You know, most days that's total hyperbole, but you're like, well, I don't know. I mean, there's 100,000 plus people dead from a plague that's killing our species. Minnesota's on fire. Black people are being hunted by policemen. Right. It's a pretty bad day. Oh, and the president tweeted that when the looting starts, the shooting starts. So there's like, yeah, there's a lot, you know, it's a rough day. As a liberal man who's around a bunch of, what do we settle on, hillbillies or rednecks?
I would say most of my family is comprised of the redneck variety.
Okay. So as a man who is surrounded by rednecks on a rough day in American history, how much talk about current events was happening, and how much did you have to do to bite your tongue to not cause cause some shit during a very solemn event?
You know what? It was minimal. I will.
Wow.
I will give credit where credit is due. I think.
Great.
I think they all definitely have their opinions, but they're also like, I mean, that's not what we're here to do. So that's not what
looking at you, and they're like, look at his faux hawk.
Oh, they know who I am.
You know who you know who cousin Sean is.
Yes, they 100% know. And I wouldn't be surprised if once I leave, they're like, I've been waiting to say, like,
you know, but one of your cousins actually, like, they took a tampon out of their wife's purse. And they held it up, and they're like, Sean dropped this on his way out of the house. And everybody cackled. Oh, yeah,
jokes like that are definitely, like, one of my cousins definitely said something to the effect of, like, because somebody was, like, showing baby pictures. And they were like, well, there's a bunch of women here. You know they're going to want to see the baby pictures. Yeah. So just be a prick. It's like, well, I'll look at the baby pictures.
Oh, yep, Sean, yep.
Oh, yep.
Very masculating, yep. Transsexual.
Yep, wallet size, yep.
Oh, yep, 8x10, yep.
Yep, life touch.
Oh, yep. Walmart kiosk, yep. uh.
We have lasers in the background.
Oh, yeah. Waiver that proves that you took the picture and it's not professional. So you,
right. Yep. Now just stick your fist right under your chin and tilt your head to about a 45 degree angle.
Yep. That's the one right there. Yep. Napoleon Dynamite. Yep. I think we got it. Yep. All right.
I mean, I will say I'm worried that if any of them were to listen to this, they would be like, I think Sean is completely misrepresenting
the clan, the Barnes clan. We're a bunch of solemn warriors.
I don't think they would agree with that. But
listen, I mean, dude, I get it. I mean,
but like I'm saying, no, there was no. I definitely have a family of people that I do not agree with on most things, but we can get along and have a good time. So that's that.
The side of my family that I don't know, mostly, which is my father's side.
It's the same for me. Really. I mean, I know them, but not nearly as well as I know my mom's side.
Yeah. It's exactly my relationship. I have been to a lot of potluck weddings.
Sure.
On that side. I'll put it like that. And now you can take from that what it is. Is there anything wrong with that? No. But just take that for what it's worth. And then you can extrapolate all the opinions and arguments and lively conversations from that point. So I get you.
Yeah, I guess for us, it's like, for me, my mom's side is kind of like the blue collar side. And then on my dad's side, it's very, it probably makes sense if I say this. They're like white collar rednecks. Does that make sense?
Wow. No. Let's explore that a little bit. What would a white collar redneck's job be?
I mean, I'm talking about they have like an office type job, or they might run the company kind of thing. Oh. But at the end of the day, they still have to get home early so they can go to bed early, to get up early to go turkey hunting.
Got it. Oh, that's it. That's exactly it. That's a white collar redneck.
Like, yeah, like,
so that would, like, if you equal both things out, that would be like a pink neck, right?
Sure. Yeah. Somebody put a red sock in with the shirts.
Yeah. I just bought this shirt. Huh. God damn it.
I just got this from LL Bean. This is why. That's the difference. LL Bean versus Walmart. That's the difference.
I mean, that's a pretty big jump. Is there a middle ground? Can we settle on like Marshalls?
Instead of
LL Bean,
no.
Then Walmart can't be the ground floor then, because that's too many levels.
That's the jump, though. I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
That's too many.
That's the jump. Many.
All right, listen. Next time you have an unfortunate event in your family,
sure.
Or next time you have a fortunate event in your family, a birth, a wedding, a christening, whatever. We've been friends for a long time, and I'm a little upset that I haven't been invited. As it is, I say, like, the next time you should...
To a major family event?
Yeah. I feel like, sure. I feel you're, like, it's, you know, time, right?
No matter what it is, now you're invited.
I feel like it's time for us to go to the next level. And you can introduce me as your podcast partner. And no one will know what that means. No. And it'll be fine. But I need to get eyes on this.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I will find an event on both sides of the family. Tell you what. Well, I don't know. I think the family reunions have already been canceled for this year.
It's good.
Due to. Yeah. You know what was funny, though? Like, there was definitely more than 10 of us at this event today.
Sure.
And there were supposed to, you know, and me being who I am, I typically would have been like, guys, we can't do this. But someone had passed away. Like, I think there were circumstances where you should still pay your respects and kind of ignore the other terrible shit that's going on. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And I definitely was the only one who showed up with a mask on and was like sitting in the corner, keeping my distance. And like, literally I had walked in like, and it was like 2 seconds in. They're like, oh, nice mask. I'm like, we're really fucking doing this right now?
Yep.
You're choosing to fight this battle right now because I decided to show up here and be, you know, respectful with a mask on. But whatever, I sat in the corner. We were all outside, like, so I think that helped.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, and I sat in the corner and just kind of kept to myself.
It's a good move.
Yeah. But I'll tell you, you're more than welcome to come to the hoteling reunion, which is my mom's family.
Okay.
And the Barnes reunion.
Should I bring baked beans?
That's the thing. On the hoteling side, you can bring the baked beans, but they're going to have to compete against the other baked beans.
So is it like, because I think like the standard baked beans at that side of my family, it's like the what's that, aluminum foil pan full of like grandma's baked beans, a half an onion, and then like 50 strips of bacon. And I think that's your standard Mazel Tov baked beans dish.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah. Okay.
Well,
I'm going to come with at least that. How's that? I will show up for my first event in contention out of the gate, which is not something you see in a lot of rookies. But I'm going to...
No, you're going to come up day one. You're going to like...
Yeah.
Huh. Who was the best rookie in the last like 10 years? I mean, I guess Zion.
yeah.
So you're just going to Zion Williams your way into my family.
I am. They're going to go, you know what? He would be good if he lost a little bit of weight. If he was just a little bit quicker, he would be dominant. Right.
I know he has hops, but like, imagine how high he could get up.
I mean, you're talking about like a 50-inch vertical if he just stopped eating Captain Crunch. If he could, and it works for me too. So it's great. It's perfect. All right. I look forward to.
So that's on my mom's side. Yeah. You're going to be competing against like, are these Phyllis's beans? No, this is Jay. Sean's friend Jay brought the. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, don't tell Phyllis. I like his a little better. Yeah. Though. I'm not gonna lie. Don't tell her.
You know what the difference between
me? No, seriously. Don't fucking tell her.
The difference between me and Phyllis is that I'm going to be out there campaigning. I'm going to be out there shaking hands. I'm going to be glad handing folks. Aunts, uncles, I'm going to be kissing babies. I'm going to be kissing older aunts. I'm going to be flirting a little bit. Like, what, you know?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, that's how I'm going to come into your family reunion like Vince Vaughn. I'm going to have a couple of cocktails right off the rip, loosen me up a little bit, loosen the game up. I'm going to be dancing. If you have any young cousins, like 12, 13, 14, I'm going to make sure that at the end of the night, I'm dancing with them, you know, and I'm kind of showing them a good time a little bit. And at the end,
you're going to let them stand on your feet.
Yeah. At the end, there's going to be like old men slapping me on the back. There's going to be old ladies like pinching my cheeks and slipping me cookies. Your hot cousin's going to be putting her number in my phone. That's how I'm going to leave. And with the trophy for the baked beans. That's how I'm leaving your family reunion.
That's great. Yeah. on my dad's side.
It's a goddamn promise, Sean.
Great. So on my mom's side, it's basically arguing over the baked beans. On my dad's side, when you RSVP for the family reunion, you have to state whether you want the steak or chicken.
It's one of those things.
Yes. That's what I'm trying to tell you, man. Like, it's a different worlds.
Okay. Like, so vegetarian overlap, is not an option?
It's not an option, but they'll try.
Can I get, like, a portobello mushroom burger or
God, no. Don't show up with that shit.
Could I get like a vegetable
lasagna? Like, listen, Bill traveled to the Amazon rainforest to get these anaconda burgers, and you're going to fucking eat them.
Okay.
That's what it's going to be.
I could class up, too. That's the thing. I'm a switch hitter, Sean. I'm good in a lot of different.
Don't class it up, though. Don't show up in like a collared shirt. You know what I mean? I'm talking about like
You want me to come? I'll come with some like you know, I've been to Morton Steakhouse, buddy. You know, I mean, I've dropped some dime. I've high rolled. I bet you been to Ruth's Chris. I've been there. You know, so I'll come with that. I'll come with that.
Listen, I'm trying to help you. All right, so we're talking T-shirt, but plain. I know you like your graphic T-shirts.
I do.
I'm talking plain T-shirt.
Plain T-shirt.
No black, okay?
No black?
Maybe like a nice... No, man. Like a nice off color. Like maybe some sort of like maroon.
Okay.
But you're going to have to tuck those into your shorts.
Oh, can't do that. What if I go dark jeans? Can I do that?
No, it's summer.
But I'm willing to make the sacrifice.
No one's wearing jeans at the family reunion, man. This is a casual party. But you better tuck that shirt in, all right? Tuck that T-shirt into your shorts, belt, loafers.
What if I go straight suit? Like zoot suit. Like what if I show up dressed like MC Scat Cat? What if I show up and like
you are the Scat Man.
That's what I'm talking about. What if I come with that pinstriped hitter? What if I come with that ill 20s style? And I step out and suddenly I'm flinging potatoes au gratin off of grandma. And see,
but the au gratin's a good move. That's a good move. That's a real classed up potato dish you're bringing to the table, yeah. And I appreciate.
Well, I'm bringing the starch to the table, number one, which is good.
Right.
I'm not walking into my first go round.
You're the starch man.
I'm not grandstanding with like a main dish. I'm not trying to bring the filet to the party.
Someone has already purchased
and someone who has put
steak and chicken, and there will be mussels.
And someone who put in their time. I'm not foolish enough to go in there like I haven't put my. I know my station in this. But what I am going to come with is I'm going to come with that classy ass side dish that's going to make people think twice. They're going to make people think twice. So next year. After I prove my point this year and walk away the side dish champion at this side of your family's reunion, they're going to be like, yo, what's going on with Jay? And what's he bringing this? I heard there's some kind of wasabi ginger twist going on with some like fresh cut fried potato thing that he's doing. And you're like, nah, he's not coming. He's not coming. And they're like, Sean, what do you mean he's not coming? We've been talking about this for a year. We talked
the life of the party.
We talked about this at Christmas. We talked about this at Easter. We talked about this during the 4th of July. And now we're here and you dropped the ball. Like we're waiting for that gourmet mac and cheese dish. We're waiting for that because you know what? He's probably 2 years away from bringing the main course. He's probably 2 years, which is pretty impressive for a guy who just steps in out of left field.
31 years and I'm just bringing whatever I got in the fridge.
Yeah.
So,
but that's the level of commitment that I'm talking about bringing to your family reunion. I have the potential to be a legend, Sean, and I want you to recognize that.
Listen, I just want to make sure you have every tool in your belt that you need to succeed, okay? On my mom's side, we have the Chinese auction.
Okay.
Are you familiar with the Chinese auction?
Yes. I think so. That's where you buy a Chinaman.
Yep, and we all pitch in once a year. And then he sweeps up when
right.
we're done.
Right. Right.
No, this is like everybody brings stuff wrapped up. And you say if it's for a man, woman, both, adult, child, whatever. And then people have to bid on it.
They don't know what it is.
And you don't know what it is. And that's how we raise money to have next year's reunion.
Oh. So it's like Sean Barnes being the class at 2006? What was your...
Yep.
Okay. So it's like that. It's like the 2006... fundraiser. That's what it is.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So if
we end up with like, if everybody brings a couple things.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, a couple things are kind of like, I don't want to say gag gifts or auction items, but like you can bring like whatever you want and somebody's going to overpay for it.
Then
every once in a while people like underpay for shit.
Who's the shitty cousin who goes to Dollar Tree and buys like 3 cans of Chef Boyardee and puts it in like a gift bag? Who's that? Who's got that? Does that happen? Do you have a name you can
give
me?
That doesn't happen.
No.
No.
Do you have the show off?
I do that, but I don't have the balls yet.
Do you have the show off who shows up with like a little 27 inch Vizio hitter, like wrapped up, like
nobody knows what's up. No.
No.
I was going to say, if anything, Kieran and I are probably the people who show up with that know we're going to take a hit on the shit we're bringing. Yeah.
So you're the highfalutin couple.
No, I wouldn't say that. Everybody's doing okay, but like,
you roll in highfalutin style.
Yes.
They're like, look at these guys with their SUV and their Sirius satellite radio, and then they go, no, didn't you hear Sean cancel the Sirius or something? I don't know, falling on hard times or something. And it's a scandal.
Right. This pandemic's hurting everybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Had to cancel his satellite radio.
You can't listen to Big J. Okerson anymore. The bonfire. It's a whole thing. Don't bring it up. He'll freak out. It's just let it
go. He'll freak out.
Frank, let it go.
Hey, big spender. Hey. I guess you're not getting the Sirius satellite this year.
You know, if you call him up and you tell him it's too much money for you, they'll probably knock it down a few bucks.
Yeah, man, you're too good for that, aren't you?
I bet you are, aren't you?
Yeah. Now you keep going ahead with your brand new house.
Yeah.
I got a lot of that today. How's the new house?
Mr. Priorities over here.
Yeah.
Hey, I heard you got a bar in your basement, huh? Not too bad. Take a couple of steps away from the old ball and chain. You know what I mean? You go down there, you have a couple pops. You know what I mean? Yeah. Not too bad.
But yeah, so we have the Chinese auction, and we'll raise like some money, you know, and then it goes towards, because we rent out one of the parks in Fort Plain.
Oh, there's more than one park in Fort Plain.
Believe it or not. there are three, I believe. Damn. If you count Nelson, there's four. But yeah.
Wow.
Well, there's Wiles Park, Haslett Park,
okay,
and Fireman's Park.
Are we all?
I know you were wondering.
Are we all? Yeah. But are we everybody? Are we all? You write those down so you can.
Yeah.
Is it one of those situations where you got to get there really early to get your, like, if you have a birthday party there, you got to get there at like 5:30?
No, like we literally, well, like I shouldn't say we rent the whole park. We rent the pavilion.
Wow.
At the park. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's the Barnes reunion. Here they come. No, the hotelling reunion, sorry.
Yes, the hotelling reunion. But and it's like $100 every year to do that. And then everybody brings whatever and bring a dish to pass, as they say.
Hey, rumor is Big Sean's going to take care of that big E-Hundo this year. What do you think? I don't know. He's one of those necessary employees, I heard. So I think he can afford it. You know, now I heard he lost his Sirius satellite. How did you?
Frank. Yeah, well, he's saving money then.
Frank, can you fucking let it go? I mean, Jesus Christ. What's your problem with this kid? You
know? I can't let it go.
He's been a little fucking asshole since he was a little kid in fucking Charizard. He's a man now. It's time that he learned how I felt about
him. He gets to listen to fucking Margaritaville radio all he wants, and he just takes away that opportunity from himself. And here I am, listening to old records in my basement like a piece of shit.
You got Jimmy Buffett on tap 24/7 on the satellite radio. Are you kidding me, man? You're trying to tell me that's not worth
that up?
$16 a month? Man. Must be nice, Sean. Must be nice.
Must be fucking nice.
Must be nice.
Well, yeah, okay. So on the other side, there's no auction.
Yeah.
There's none of that.
Jimmy Buffett is at the party.
Yeah, we just call him James.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cousin James.
Jimbo.
And everybody's picking on him. But yeah, they just pass a hat around.
Mm.
And they get way more money.
A smart hat? A fancy hat? A bowler?
No, I'm telling you, man. It's like...
Is it like golf? What you're trying to say to me... See, I'm going a little too high here. I think you're trying to you're trying to show me like golf. Like, is it like a golf vibe?
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's
a good way to put
it. Say no more. It's a golf vibe.
Yeah.
So for that side, if you let me go to that reunion, I'm going to show up in a vintage Allen Iverson jersey.
That'd be hilarious.
Gigantic denim shorts that are tucked well below my butthole.
Sure.
I'm going to come with the black mid-calf Nike socks with the swoosh that goes the whole length. And a fat pair of Pippin Edition Air Force Ones, unscuffed. And my hat is going to be flat-brimmed as F, and it's going to have a dragon and just straight up embroidered on it that matches the color of my throwback truth jersey I'm wearing.
Is it black, blue, red, or white?
I'm going to go black, red, pipe.
Nice.
Yeah. With the gold in the six, you know what I mean? So that's how I'm going to go with that, and I'm definitely going to be wearing a pair of Ray-Bans. And there's going to be a whole lot of nah memes coming out of my mouth.
Dude, you just explained me rolling up on the family reunion at the age of 13. Like that's like exactly me. Showing up at this reunion at the age of 13.
And they were like, you know what? Doris, don't freak out. In a couple of years, he's going to get himself a pair of Funkmaster Flex driving shoes, and it's, you know, he's in a transitional phase. Don't worry,
it'll be okay.
He's in the pupa stage right now.
Right, he's evolving as we speak.
Yeah,
right before our eyes.
That's how I'm rolling up. So two different messages, but I'm prepared to go both ways. I'm prepared.
So in the first one, you want to get in good with everybody, and at the Barnes side, you want to
want to start some shit,
convince everybody you have like a heart of gold. Oh no, you want to be the ruffian?
Well, I don't want to be a ruffian. You know what I want to do at the Barnes side? I think you hit the nail on the head. I want to be like the orphan with the heart of gold that they take in, and they're like, you know, he's got a rough exterior. It takes a certain kind of man in his 40s to show up.
That's a type. That's a type of person
wearing an Allen Iverson jersey. And
I think the last person to do that was Allen Iverson.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to have a whole bunch of fake neck tattoos I show up. Like, but they're going to be like, but you know what? Cindy was over in the pond.
I have an Aunt Cindy. That's great.
And she tripped. And, you know, it looked like she was in trouble for a minute. You know, she started rolling toward the pond at a pretty serious clip.
At an alarming rate.
Yeah. She had reached a terminal velocity. And Allen Iverson over there kind of stepped in and
the answer
pulled her out of the water, pulled her away, stepped in the way, you know, and then he brushed mm-hmm. her off and he made sure she was okay. And, you know, he's really good with the kids. You see how good he is with the kids? Like, clearly he's made some bad decisions. I don't know if it's drugs. I don't know. I don't know if it's drinking. I mean, he looks surprisingly youthful for his age, but clearly there's some problems here. I don't know what it is, Bill, but I like him. And that's what I want. That's what I want to accomplish on that side of your family reunion. I want the, I don't know what it is about him, but I like him. On the other side, I want to roll in there like I'm Vince Vaughn at Wedding Crashers. I'm kissing babies. I'm swing dancing with children, mm-hmm. you know.
I think you have what it takes to pull both of those off.
I do too. And all I need is an opportunity.
I'll buy you the Allen Iverson jersey.
Do you think I don't?
That's on me.
Do you think I don't have one already?
I'd be shocked if you did. Do you really?
No. No, but you know what? You know what I did today? I just canceled my order from DHgate for a vintage Phoenix Suns Charles Barkley jersey.
You canceled your order?
Yeah, I canceled it. I decided not to. I left it in my cart for like a week. And then I was just like, yeah, I'm just forget it. And I took it out of the cart, canceled it. But I was on the fence for about a week. They're like $6, but then you have to wait like, you know, 8 weeks to get it because it comes from China, mm-hmm. whatever. But if this is a possibility, I feel like that's the end. And I don't think there's a better player to get a jersey for this particular situation than Allen Iverson. Am I right?
No, that is perfect.
Yeah.
You literally couldn't do better.
Feels good.
I mean, maybe... yeah, no, you can't beat Allen Iverson.
Nope.
I'm trying to... I'm literally just racking my brain trying to think of a player that would...
I don't think you can. I think Allen Iverson is the perfect... you know, you're talking about practice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you go
not a game,
practice. We talking about practice. If we go one generation behind, then that Charles Barkley jersey is the one. If we go one generation in front, then it's like Boogie Cousins. But
no, you're right in that Allen Iverson wheelhouse.
It is Allen Iverson 1,000%. And when I take off my flat brim dragon cap, I have a wig made of cornrows. I think that's where
That's fantastic.
Yeah, and one of those really chintzy ass piercing pagoda gold chains.
Yes.
Right? With like the number.
Big rock in your ear.
Yeah, too. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, with my number though on the chintzy ass chain.
Yep.
Yeah.
A big number 3.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
Front and center.
What's up? Hey, girl. A little bit of that to the older aunt, but not who's like much older. Like the aunt like in her mid-50s, you know, and she's just right. adjusting to life. In her 50s, you know, and her husband's like on his 5th hot dog and he's got like, you know, a big ass cup of beer and he's like burping and talking about, you know, whatever dumb shit he's talking about. And she looks over at me and I give her the A girl, the AYE girl, you know, and
right.
She's like,
A.
Oh shit. I didn't expect this to happen today
but I'm glad it did.
Fantasy Park and fucking Fort Plain, wherever you guys are. The Fireman's Park.
This one's at someone's house.
Oh, all right. At Uncle Todd's house.
It's at the an estate.
Uncle Todd's estate.
Let's just say one of my cousins is the former mayor of St. John's.
Watch so, out. The executive estate.
Of St. John's.
That's generational wealth in St. John's.
It's so funny, like, and if you look at my parents, it makes perfect sense that they were the two people to mesh these families together. Like, it really, I was going to say something that sounds terrible, but fuck it. Have a sense of humor, people. I feel like my dad might have been slumming it a little bit.
Oh, shit, Sean.
And my mom knew how to fight above her weight class. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Like, I think that's what happened.
And they made you.
And here I am.
Thank God for them.
I know, right? For these two people.
For delivering.
Making it work.
Delivering me my emotionally stunted younger brother. I really appreciate them.
Sure. Do you want me to let my mom know that you really appreciate
it? Yeah, I do. That would be amazing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I'll text her right now.
Text her. And again, looking for that invite. So
I mean, well, that's the thing. You can roll up at the hoteling reunion. You don't need an invitation, man. Just show up.
Oh yeah,
like
yeah. No, don't make no mistake about it. That's gonna happen.
But the Barnes reunion, you need to RSVP.
Don't worry.
You need to let them know you're coming. Shrimp or chicken?
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I'm going chicken because I'm a Poyetarian. But
sure,
whatever.
And we're gonna play some cornhole. On the regulation boards,
yeah, seems like a shuffleboard crowd, but okay,
that's a little too much. I get where you're going.
It's a weird place you're talking about. It's like a
dude. It's a unique place to be. Let's just say they like my so like my family's like homestead. I guess you could say is big farm, but right outside of Cooperstown.
Right. Right.
Does that make sense?
Sure.
Yeah, like
to me, yeah.
Not big farm in like Canjoharie. You know what I'm saying? Like
no fancy pants.
Right
Cooperstown,
out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fancy yeah. Cooperstown. Big farm though.
Yeah. Big farm.
So
big pharma.
Yeah. Big pharma.
Got it. Well, good for you. Congratulations, man.
Thanks. What do you? I don't know. What you're congratulating me for.
I just a diverse family. Just and I'm congratulating you in advance for the entertainment that you're going to receive once this virus subsides and you can have a family reunion. Because I am showing up. I'm going to Uber there.
Great.
And
get an Uber or XL.
Oh well, I mean for the Barnes side. That's absolutely
or Uber Black or whatever. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. I'll do it for both. Do it for both.
I might come in with what's that, Uber Blade? I might catch a helicopter.
Yes.
I might just catch a
that
chopper
would be fantastic.
Into the park.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, hey, girl. You know?
And if when you get out of the chopper, like after, I need you to close the door and then twice on the...
Yeah, and send them up and then put my fingers up. Like, go ahead.
Yeah, and then you got to like spin it once.
Yeah, one spin. Yeah,
one spin with the finger,
and then
the pilot will salute you.
Yep, and then I come in
with his little hat.
Yeah,
he'll have a little hat, and then like little tiny sunglasses.
Absolutely, and I'll have my I'll have my baked beans dish, and then I'll come over to the first person I see, and I go, "Hey, I apologize about the whirly bird, but it was the quickest way."
It was this or be late,
and I couldn't, and I would not disrespect your family, so I had to go ahead and rent a whirly bird. I have to call it a whirly bird.
Yeah, not just the chopper.
No, 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 no. What am I? What kind of barbarian do you take me for? No.
I apologize. I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ.
But yeah, anyway, so I was at a wake today.
Well, I'm very sorry to hear that, man.
Thank you. Dude, I can't with... I was telling you before we started, man. I can't... And I know I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again because I'm a piece of shit. I can't on Facebook anymore. I can't do it.
No.
I literally... I don't think I can do it anymore.
Nope.
Because I'll get angry about something... And then I'll think, oh, I'm just going to post something about this on Facebook. Give me a place to, like, let it out. And then things happen where I just get, like, people commenting. And even though, like, 90% of the people that are either commenting or liking it are, like, totally like, yeah, man, I'm with you. Like, but one person can just set me off for an entire day. And I obsess over it. And I'm like, I just wait and wait for them to either respond. And because I know the alternative is either they don't say anything or the even more unlikely thing is for them to go, you know what, Sean, you're right.
You could never change someone's mind.
That will never happen. Exactly.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I kind of followed your posting situation today, and you know, again, not a great day in American history.
No,
you know, there's a city on fire. There's a, you know, a guy was murdered by some cops. You know, the fucking guy that's in charge is inarguably inept and an idiot. I mean, just beyond, you know, there's all these things happening and they're all infuriating, and you're going to go to another podcast and hear way more in depth. You don't give a shit what we have to say about it, but obviously we're on the side of this. We live in the worst possible version of this time. You made the mistake of trying to vent out some frustration, which is totally normal, and forgot that you're surrounded by dullards. And there, it just it took one to be like, well, actually, you know what?
And that set me
and
off.
And that's it, because it's just, it's ignorance, and it's hard to deal with, for sure. No, I know. That's why I don't do it. And my suggestion to you is, just like you said, you scream into the void of Twitter or Instagram or whatever. You just go where people aren't, and just scream it out into the empty hallway, and that's it. You know, and I mean, you know, Twitter's got a lot of people on it, but it's not like your family and the people you went to high school with, and you know, the girl that works at the gas station. There's just, you know, there are other people.
I don't feel the need to stick up for myself in front of those people.
Well, yeah, because it's like, not your, like, it doesn't have to be your name. It doesn't have
if to it's be. A person I know. Yeah. Oh yeah, that's true. I could just anonymously be like, not give a
Sean,
fuck.
You have, yeah, you have help. An account that where you're Adam Robert Stack's ghost. You know, you're right. It's, yeah. So you can get out there and you can vent your frustrations without having to worry about, you know, some idiot that you could potentially run into at, like, you know, at Stewart Shops, you know, buying a coffee or whatever, who's like, oh, this is all bullshit, pandemic, and you just want to smash them in the head with a rock until they cease moving.
Yeah, no, I gotta stop, man. And
it's really hard.
It's so, because I want to, like, I just want to tell everyone why I think they're wrong. Don't get me wrong, I don't think I know everything. I don't. I absolutely don't. But there are certain things. The only time, if I'm posting about something, it's because I have an honest feeling about it.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, and I really was like, okay. Like, I don't see how. And if I'm posting something, it's because I honestly don't even think the other possibility is correct. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's everywhere.
I know people are, that's the thing though. I know people are going to disagree with me, yeah, but I do it anyway. Why? Why do I do that? And it's okay if people disagree with you. Like, I know that. But there are certain things that I think are just right and wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is one of those things where I feel like there's a right and a wrong.
Well, do you want to say what you said for anybody who doesn't know what you're talking about?
Well, I was basically talking about. Well, okay, yeah. So I was talking about how our region, the state that we're in, was supposed to go into the next phase of reopening with COVID-19. Businesses were like retail spaces, offices were supposed to reopen. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, but the governor decided to put everything on hold and not go into phase two.
But while
he did, but
while
did
he got the day, everything he looked at, which was always which was always part of the deal. It was always about 2 weeks, and then we'll take a look at it and move forward.
Exactly, and it was less than a day later that he changed that he implemented phase two.
Less than a day.
Like, he still did it today. Yeah. It was just later in the day. Yeah. So, but I basically said, like, it's not like, why are people surprised? I basically said, like, why is anyone surprised when everybody's walking around like nothing's happening?
Yeah.
Like, I literally can't leave my house without seeing a bunch of people not following the guidelines that we're supposed to be following. But then that turned into like this big political thing, which I wasn't trying to make it. You know what I'm saying? Like, my original point was that, like, people, that your everyday person is not giving enough of a shit, and that's a problem.
Yeah, no.
That was my point.
Yeah, of course. And it had nothing to do with, like... But what I think people are frustrated and dumb. I mean, really, it's just stupidity. Because at the end of the day, okay, don't tell me that there might be an argument if you're a business owner. There might be an argument mm-hmm. there where you're like, you know what, man? You're killing me here. This is hard. I totally respect that. I mean, I don't consider myself a business owner. I do have a side hustle, and I'm taking a hit on this every month that this happened. So I can only imagine if I depended on my side hustle money as my main income.
Right.
However, there are the vast majority of people who are receiving benefits, there's a high percentage of people who are actually being paid more than they were previous to this whole thing. So basically, shut up. Your safety and the safety of other people comes before you getting to go back to your bullshit job to deal with your bullshit boss and deal with your bullshit fucking coworkers. And you just have to accept that. There's no way around it. Your American mm-hmm. imperialism DNA does not matter in this situation. But yet, they can't see through that. So they blame, you know, the governor. Like, well, this is another case of him lying. This is just a lying government. Mm-hmm. That's the problem. The problem is this guy lying. You know, but, you know, the rest of the country is looking at this guy and has been looking at this guy for 2.5 months to lead them through, because the person that you represent recently tweeted about the 100,000 dead in this country. Like, this guy lost 100,000 right. people on his watch. Mm-hmm. 100,000 people.
Yep. Like, if we're going to sit here and play the
blame game. Yeah, are we going to play the blame game? Like, your guy lost.
Are we going to do that?
We're in the middle of a race war that's happening right now with no leadership whatsoever. We have a guy. Mm-hmm. We lost 100,000 people. We just left the World Health Organization, and our guy, the guy that you guys wanted in there, is starting a lawsuit against Twitter because they called him on his shit. And
rightfully called him on his shit.
Yeah, and this is the reason why in 2016, all these like jerk offs were like, "Why are you fucking crying, liberal pussy?" This is why everybody was so upset, because this is where mm-hmm. it was going from day one, for sure. And we all knew it. And now here we are, and this is why. So. And you,
yeah, and I didn't mean to go on like
no, it's hard because you're talking to these people on Facebook. These are the people.
Well, that's the other thing too. Like, I'm not in the. I have no desire to sit here and type out a book explaining my opinion.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because there's no way I'm going to hit every point I want to hit.
No, but you could break it down to my opinion is that of common sense. Just, you know, yeah. Yeah, you're all bad people.
I almost posted that. Can we? Towards the end, I just put like, can we all agree that this just sucks for everybody?
Yeah.
I think we can all agree with that.
Yeah.
Regardless of what your opinion, like we can agree that this just sucks. I think that cooled it off a little bit, but there was still some.
Yeah, but you know what?
But anyway,
it's just.
But I almost posted instead of that. I was like, can we all just agree we all are shitty people? Can we just agree that we all suck? What if we agree right now that everybody's a piece of shit? Instead of saying certain people are better than others, let's just say that we're trying to defend why everybody's trying to defend why they're all good people. Let's just agree that we all suck.
I don't believe that. I don't think that. I think that that's just trying to like squash the beef. I mean, I think that the people.
It is, but I mean, like, but I guess my point is that like I might have an opinion on this, and I think it's the right opinion, but I'm sure there are other things in my life that I'm like an asshole about. So
yeah,
when at the end of the day, it all balances out. Probably.
I just think that this is the problem. I mean, I think that the problem is that the people who are still supporting this guy and supporting this action and saying that the verdict's still out on the cop murdering the dude in Minnesota and you know all that shit.
That's
fucked up, but it's all the same thing. I mean, these are all the same people. These are all the same people. I think that at the end of the day, right is right and wrong is wrong. And everything that's happening now is wrong. And everything that we're being fed is a distraction. There are people who are doing the right thing, and there are people who are doing the wrong thing. If you're going out in public and you're not wearing a mask, you're doing the wrong thing. If you're hanging out in groups larger than 10 and making excuses, you're doing the wrong thing. If you're not following the rules that are being put in place by the Center for Disease Control because you read some article on the internet and you're surrounded by fucking essential oils, you're doing the wrong thing. If you don't like people with dark skin, you're doing the wrong thing. Like these are inalienable truths. And this is where we ended up. This is where we're at right now at this very moment. And it's not like these people don't deserve to be gelled over. Like, yeah, you know, everybody kind of sucks. No, you suck. You're terrible people. You're obnoxious. You're bad for all of us. And you're fucking dangerous. You know? I don't know. Some of us are doing the right thing and some of us aren't. So that's my opinion.
And people don't seem to, you know, going back to that cop murdering a man, you know, like why is no one pissed off about that? That's the thing.
I mean, there's plenty of people pissed off. The city's on fire.
Okay, sure. But I guess my point is that like not enough people are upset about, you know what I'm saying? That I see more people complaining about the riots.
You see white people complaining. you know, look,
100%, 100%. I'm not saying nobody cares. Most people agree.
Yeah,
that it was an awful, terrible thing. I'm just saying, like, within my bubble,
because
I see.
But your bubble is
too many people. Right. It's not even a majority, but there's a select few where it's like, okay. You're upset about riots, but not once did you say, "Hey, it's fucked up that this guy got murdered."
And these are the same people that had a problem with Colin Kaepernick peacefully protesting. So
exactly.
You don't like peaceful protests, you don't like violent protests. Basically, it's just like, "Okay, all you minorities shut the fuck up and just listen to like just deal with it." I mean, look, dude, the thing is and I hate to get like angry after having a good time here, but like the bottom line is like, and I've been saying this shit for years, cops are pussies. There were good cops, and there are good cops, and that's great. But those cops, they're hard to come by. Those are the guys who go into work every day knowing that their lives are on the line and wait that extra second before they exert force. Wait that extra second before they unholster their pistol. They know that's part of the job. But what's happening now is we got a bunch of pussies who worry about protecting themselves first before making the better decision. And that's right. That's the fucking problem. So everybody is like, well, they're human beings and they're being hunted. No, horseshit. They're cops and it's their fucking job to make the right call. And they're not making the right call because they're afraid. And that's not what we pay them for. We pay them to be superheroes. So I don't want to hear any more of this bullshit about fucking heroes.
You can't get, American
heroes and fucking heroes in blue and blah, blah, blah. If you're a pussy with a gun who's killing people because you're afraid. And that's it. Mm-hmm. You're afraid. You're afraid that this guy is going to hurt you. And so you murder him. And that happens time and time and time again. There's no show me the good version of that, where a cop got fucked up. A cop took a chance and then ended up getting shot in the leg or died or, you know, got beaten up or whatever. And then backup had to go, because those are the heroes that waited an extra second, that gave the benefit of the doubt to a human being who might be mentally ill, who might be fine, who may have misread the situation. But don't tell me in 8 weeks, you aggro piece of shit, who's been hearing no all his life, or was a dejected high school football player. Don't tell me that you have the fucking right to make a life or death situation. Like, it's fucking awful. They're pussies. Mm-hmm. Pussy cops. I've never been more ashamed to be an American in my fucking life than the last 6-7 days. And I don't give a shit. It's fucking awful. It's awful. Mm-hmm. It's just awful. And everybody that spouts this shit about, like, proud America and blah, 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 you're all fucking...
Yeah, it's garbage.
You're all crazy. You're crazy. Quit singing your bullshit songs and fuck it. You know, just shut up. Shut up. It's not what you think it is. You're an idiot. Yeah, anyway. That's how I think it happens. But what do I know? I'm just a fucking... I'm a guy hanging out in his basement. You know? What do I know? And you're...
Jay, I love you.
I love you too.
I do.
I know.
I wish we could complain about shit in person. Ooh. But we're responsible adults.
Are we making a hard decision, Sean? Are we? You know? I had this argument the other day. Like, that's the thing. There's shit, like, I want to do too.
Yeah. Do you think I'm enjoying not going places?
Yeah. Yeah, I was just talking about this with my girlfriend last night. I'm like, you know, before this started, everything was going great. Like, it arguably had never been going better.
Yeah, we had a lot of good shit going, man. Like, arguably one of the biggest things in our lives was about to happen.
Yep.
And, like, one of the coolest things we'd probably get to do was about to happen. And we understand that that had to not happen. It sucks. It really fucking sucks. Like, I'm angry about it. Like, why? You know what I mean? I'm not over here like, well, shoot, man. Like, no, I'm fucking pissed.
Yeah.
Like we worked our asses off to show the movie to as many people as we possibly could. We were in contact with all these theaters. Like, we were, and I know everybody's heard this, but like, fuck, like, that's not like we just like called the place up and they're like, yeah, sure. How's this day? Okay, done. No, like, we had to work our asses off to get into these places. And we were psyched about doing it. And then we had to cancel everything. But that's what we had to fucking do.
Yeah.
Like, if I was telling Kieran the other day, I'm like, if this is the great struggle of my life, hallelujah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And people are not recognizing how small of an inconvenience this truly is.
Well, that's the thing right there. It's like, we're a nation of people who, by and large, aside from minorities, of course, have never been inconvenienced. So now you got a bunch of, like,
right,
privileged white people, even the most unprivileged person, you know, sure, they're like, they're pissed off they can't get a fucking haircut. And that's called inconvenience. Mm-hmm. That's not oppression. You're not being...
Yeah, my hair looks like garbage right now. I don't give a fuck.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, we all look like garbage. There's like, there's no gyms. There's no fucking organic food. We're all eating frozen food out of our freezers and sitting on our couch for 3 months. Like, vanity is out the window here. We're in survival mode. Just move on. you know.
But you still have the freedom to do whatever the fuck you want while you're, you know, maintaining your, like, that's it.
Yeah.
It's so easy. It's so beyond easy.
Like, and in most cases, you're being paid to do it.
Don't get me wrong. There are people out there struggling, man.
Of course.
I get it.
Of course.
But there are also people dying.
Oh, yeah. 100,000. So pick one. Do yourself a favor. If you're one of these fucking jerk-offs, and I doubt you are if you listen to our podcast, but if you're one of these fucking jerk-offs that don't think this is a big deal and this is another flu, I want you to just Google image search the Rose Bowl and look at it, because that's our body count right now. Like, look at all those people. That's not the flu. You're an idiot. You're a fucking moron. And
we have a vaccine for the flu.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not perfect, but we have a flu shot every year that we can take to help prevent and slow down the flu.
And who wants the flu anyway?
one of the people who commented on my post was saying, like, was talking about how they didn't understand why the government had the right to shut down businesses and stuff. And I'm like, and all I said was, so you think that, do you think that closing down businesses saved lives? And he responded, honestly, no. And I'm like, really? Well, then you're just fucking wrong.
Yeah.
Like, then you're just wrong.
You're wrong.
You're 100% wrong. You mean to tell me that no one's life was spared by closing stores?
You're out of your mind.
That's insane. That's literally insane. Like, I'm not even going to respond, because I'm like, I can't.
No.
Like, there's no getting through to that. Like,
no, there's no getting through to
you are a mistake. And I hate this shit that people are like, yeah, most people that are getting it are spreading it through their houses. Yeah, motherfucker, where do you think they're getting it from, though? Do you think these people are just sitting in their houses and then it just fucking shows up one day?
It's like radon poisoning.
That's the dumbest shit I've ever heard.
Yeah. It's like radon.
Like,
it's
well, people still have to go to the store, and people still have to be like, yes, that's the point. That's the point I'm trying to make, is that, yes, there are certain things we still have to do in our lives. We do have to go to the store. Some people do have to go to work. But the bare minimum you can do is put a fucking mask on, keep your distance, and wash your goddamn hands. That is the simplest shit.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be in people's space regardless. You should be washing your hands anyway. And I'm sorry, like, if you think a mask isn't helping you, then you're just fucking stupid.
You're an idiot.
Like, the CDC literally said, like, that is recommended because it can help prevent coughing and sneezing getting out into the air. Like, that's the whole point.
Yeah.
That's the whole fucking point.
And they also said that if social distancing started 1 week earlier, it would have saved 36,000 lives. So don't tell me it doesn't work. You're an idiot. You're the best thing I've read, and I say this all the time, is I saw a comment about you know, a couple of people fighting about this shit, and it was like, oh, I Googled and I know this and blah, 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 blah. And this one person responded with, like, the CDC's annual budget is $6.5 billion. Like, do you honestly think that your Google skills are worth $6.5 billion? Just shut up. You're wrong, but people can't be wrong. Our egos are so fragile. And that's it. It's just and I feel like it's just an American thing of just, I am not going to deal with this. I'm bored. It's over. Let's go.
That's the thing. People just don't want to deal with it. That's literally
awesome,
man.
Nobody does. But don't be a child. Look, man, I raised a kid. I know what it's like when a fucking 5-year-old wants ice cream, you know, at fucking 11 o'clock at night for some reason. Yeah, cool. Everybody wants ice cream. Everybody wants ice cream for breakfast. You can't have it. That's just how it works. You know, like, you're being a child. That's all. You people that went out to Ocean City, Maryland and Alabama and all that shit, you're being a child. I do not care. I do not want to hear about, like, dude, you know what, man? We're real bored and we just really needed this. No, motherfucker. You need to keep respirating. That's all you need. And whatever it takes to do that is what you need. You don't need to go to a bar. You don't need to go to a pool party. You don't need to hang out with your friends. You're being stupid.
And it's not infringing on your rights. You're infringing on other people's rights by choosing to not wear a mask or choosing to not follow the guidelines, because it's not about your health.
They're so stupid.
If this was something where if you caught it and that was just the end of it, they wouldn't give a shit. It's the fact that you can give it to other people. I don't understand what's so hard about that. I don't understand what is so fucking difficult about realizing it's not about you.
It's like drunk driving. It's like a good euphemism for drunk driving. Like, you want
to, that's what we talked about last week, I think.
You
want
to get drunk? Go ahead and fucking drive into a ditch. I don't care about you. I care about the family of fucking six you're going to run into in the minivan, you moron. Go ahead and kill yourself. I don't care. But that's not what this is about.
I literally don't care. Like, I literally don't care.
No. Don't care like, at all. Knock yourself out, bro. Drink a bottle.
It's when people who are killed, it's when innocent people are killed.
Yes, and that's what's happening now. You're weaponizing your stupidity, and I'm a target. And the worst part is that like none of us have a choice. There's no choice. Like you can do all you want to do. You can do. I'm in a situation right now where my girlfriend is a what's that term they use?
An essential worker.
You know, and so I don't have a choice. I do everything right. I've been in the house since March 13th. It's May 29th, the time of this recording. I'm going on 3 months. You know, I've done everything by the book. I don't go out. I go to the office. There's nobody in the entire building. And I am beyond cautious. I am ludicrously cautious. I don't go to the store. I don't go hang out. I haven't seen any of my friends. I haven't seen you in fucking 3 months. You know, like, right. I don't do anything. But I am only as good as my weakest link, and right now she's my weakest link.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I just got lost in that.
Felt shitty having to go to my cousin's house today. Yeah. I mean, I convinced myself that they were certain specific circumstances, and they were. You know what I mean? Like it's.
Yeah.
I'm not happy about it, but I justified it, and I don't want to sound like a hypocrite. Like I recognize the hypocrisy in that. I'm not blind to that. But at the same time, I showed up with a mask on. I sat in the corner, a good, you know, 6 feet away from people around me. Like, and then when I left, I didn't shake hands. Like I had several people come up to me and they were going to shake my hand, and I said no. And then a couple people kind of scoffed at me. I don't give a fuck. Like I don't give a fuck. Like these are the bare minimum rules we're trying to follow. And if would you be wanting to shake my hand any other time? Sometimes I get that like a little indignant where I'm like, are you doing this just because you're trying to force me to break some like these guidelines that I'm trying to follow? Like I had one cousin literally come up to me and say, like, "Hey, nice mask," and I almost went off. But I literally had just gotten there and I was like, I don't need to blow up everybody's spot right here, right now. Oh, I was so pissed.
And it just keeps getting worse and worse and worse and worse. And every day it gets worse. There is no good news. You know, okay, our state is going into phase two. Our state also lost like 45,000 people. Our state,
a lot of people fucking
died. Our state is the fucking epicenter of this because our state hosts the biggest city in fucking, you know, in America. I get it, but it's here. And it sucks, and it's sad, and like, it doesn't get any better. You watch the news, and it's all bad. Everybody's dumb. Mm-hmm. Nobody believes it's real until they lose somebody or know somebody that lost somebody, and then they go, "Oh shit, you know what? Wait a minute." But it's too late because you're a fucking moron. I read a quote from a lady in Wisconsin who was like, "I'm a nurse, and I'm a nurse, and I've been working 14-hour days or 16-hour days, and I really needed this time." In the bars with my friends. It was, I'm a nurse. I've been working 16-hour days and I'm a single mom. And I really needed this time in the bars with my friends to blow off steam. How many things do you see wrong with that sentence? Like that's the shit we're combating. And that's the shit we're combating as like, you know, liberal snowflakes. And that's the shit that's the shit. It's just like idiot, bully, idiot, moron mentality where you just shake your head. But the difference is now these morons aren't killing themselves. They're killing us too. And it's not fair and everything sucks and nothing's going to change. And it just keeps getting fucking worse and worse. And every day I go to bed and think tomorrow's going to be the same. And it always is. There is no difference in the days. Mm-hmm. There's no difference. There's zero difference. Today is fucking Friday. It may as well be Wednesday. It doesn't mean shit to me. I have no job. I have no direction.
And this was so simple.
Yeah.
For like,
awful preventable. This was a
huge opportunity for the country to come together.
Yeah, no. We don't.
Huge opportunity, considering how divisive everyone was for the past 3 going on 4 years.
This motherfucker won't wear a mask because he said he doesn't want to give the press the pleasure of seeing him in a mask.
It's the dumbest shit.
That's the guy who's running the show. Like, the guy who's running the show said when the looting starting, the shooting started.
Piece of shit I can think
He's the worst. Like, he's the worst. He is the worst there ever was. He's the worst there ever is. He's an impeached president who is driving us into the fucking ground. There is no semblance of leadership. He's a guy who divided the states. He's the guy who said, like, the stockpile is for the country, not the states. Like, this is the guy.
He basically said, if you're not nice to me, I'm not going to give you the stuff you need.
That's what we're living in.
And then the guy who didn't do shit for fucking 3 months hearing about the pandemic, but the minute Twitter said, well, sir, the things you said are actually incorrect, he lost his shit.
Yeah.
The second that anybody called him out on anything.
Literally 2 days later.
Fucking irritating.
Yeah, no, it's insanity. It's like we live in a bizarre movie. Did you see the headline about the monkeys that stole that ganged up together and stole the blood, the COVID-19 samples, and escaped a lab?
Are you serious?
It literally just happened. Yeah. Yeah. Hang on, wait. I'm going to read you the headline. Wait. Monkeys.
Oh my God.
Monkeys steal coronavirus blood samples from lab worker. That's the headline.
That's fucking perfect. That's perfect. That's fucking perfect.
Dude, that's where we are. And okay. Monkeys escape lab with COVID-19 samples in Planet of the Apes breakout. It was in India. India is grappling with an incident straight out of a movie after several monkeys escape from a lab with COVID-19 tainted blood samples in hand. Monkeys grabbed and fled with the blood samples of 4 COVID-19 patients who are undergoing treatment, Dr. S.K. Garg, a top official at the college, told Reuters. Monkeys attacked a lab technician before they escaped. The Times of India reports one of the monkeys was seen eating a surgical glove.
Jesus Christ.
And now we're living in the prequel to Planet of the Apes. Yeah, these oh monkeys God. Just ran out with... there you go.
I wonder why did they even take that? That's fucking hilarious. I don't know.
Oh my God. It's the year that keeps on giving.
We deserve for that to happen.
It's the slow version of the asteroid, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a slow and painful version. You know, we have a whole contingent, a whole population of our country is being hunted, and fucking us as humans are being hunted, and there's monkeys running away with the weaponized blood, and you know, Donald Trump is the president and he's suing Jack Dorsey from Twitter because he made him feel bad.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
You hurt my feelings. Yeah.
You said it might be misleading, and but I'm the boss and I'm not gonna deal with it. Yeah. That, sir, is the ninth week or tenth week? Tenth week of our basement episodes.
Yeah. Well, it started good for me, Jay.
I can't, yeah.
But, as always, it is very nice talking to you.
Always a pleasure. I'm coming to that goddamn reunion.
Have a week!
I'm coming to that reunion, so get that shit lined up.
I'll make sure that shit's prepared.
All right.